Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 19th of July. Quarantine-free travel to the Balearic Islands is ending for travellers not fully vaccinated. In the latest update, Ibiza, Mallorca and Menorca were downgraded to the amber list less than a month after gaining green list status. British citizens who are fully vaccinated from the NHS or are under 18 years old can skip self-isolating on their return home. Currently valid for England. Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland are expected to follow and adopt the same policy. Transport Minister Grant Shapps said the government had to move quickly due to a doubling in COVID cases recently. It has come as a shock to unvaccinated holidaymakers currently in the Balearics racing to get early flights home to avoid self-isolating. At the same time, the UK government added Bulgaria, Hong Kong, Croatia and Taiwan to the green list. More countries were added to the red list, meaning mandatory hotel quarantine on return. This week's devastating floods in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia triggered another big debate on climate change. The disaster is also taking a toll in neighbouring Belgium and Holland. This is the climate crisis unravelling in one of the richest parts of the world, which for a long time thought it would be safe. But no place is safe anymore. Many roads are destroyed, public transport came to a standstill in many towns, some residents are unable to get out of their villages. Just across the border in the Dutch province of Limburg, a disaster was declared when a dike breached. Many visitors from other provinces and countries are visiting the area to gawk, take photos and post them on social media. Called disaster tourism, this practice has now been made illegal in the Netherlands as it greatly disrupts rescue efforts and invades the privacy of victims. Police are issuing fines to disaster tourists. Flixbus, the UK's fastest growing and most innovative intercity coach provider, is expanding yet again. After successfully relaunching a domestic network in April 2021 and a first expansion in mid-May, the overall demand for travel is growing and more people across the UK are longing to travel in the bright green coaches. The company has expanded its service to 10 new UK destinations, including its first two stops in Scotland and other popular domestic holiday destinations. Flixbus is offering more than 60 routes across 36 cities in the UK, with prices starting at just 99 pence. The new cities are Bath, Chesterfield, Chippenham, Coventry, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Leamington Spa, Newcastle, Reading, and Sunderland. The entire network is comprised of and driven by regional coach partners across the country, such as McGill's, which is based in the west of Scotland. Mkomati National Park in northern Tanzania has been marked for rhino tourism, targeting tourists interested in viewing the remaining African black rhino, now the most endangered wildlife species in the world. The government's target is to attract 5 million tourists, which will then increase tourism gains from the current $2.6 billion to $6 billion by the year 2025. Located in northern Tanzania's tourist circuit near Mount Kilimanjaro, Mkomazi National Park has been set as a rhino sanctuary where tourists across the world could visit then view the rare African black rhino protected inside the park. Rhino conservation is a key target, with the conservationists looking to ensure their survival in Africa after serious poaching, which had decimated their numbers in past decades. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.